You're listening to SBS News.
Al Janina, the capital of West Darfur, is overflowing with people left homeless by recent violence, whilst a truce for peace hangs worryingly by a thread. Some 80 government sites now host civilians living in makeshift homes made from plastic sheets and sticks. Here we meet Hamissa, a woman in her 30s, draped in a bold floral print fabric from head to toe. The prospect of peace brought hope, but unrelenting violence in what is supposed to be Darfur's new era of calm has caused her to flee once again.
We felt panicked, but there was nowhere for us to go. We waited until we could bury the dead, then we came here.
Crinding settlement is a stark contrast to the hustle and bustle of Al Janina.
I'm surrounded by rows and rows of dishevelled red brick houses. Some of them are now rubble. There are signs of past life all around me, shards of glass and household goods like medicine, toothpaste, and vehicles have been burnt to the core. I'm getting a real sense of the destruction from the sheer silence and lack of life surrounding me.
Hamissa returns to Crinding to see what's left of her home. It's her first time back. In a pile of rubble lie remnants of her old life.
They burnt all the houses. When he tried to flee into the street, they shot my brother. He fell down. When he tried to stand up, they shot him again. They killed him in front of me.
Many here blame the rapid support forces for the attacks, paramilitaries tasked by the government with protecting civilians. But they have not yet commented on these claims. In 2019, Omar al-Bashir was ousted from power. A year later, the government signed the Juba Peace Agreement, assuming responsibility for security in Darfur. International peacekeepers then withdrew, but nobody replaced them. Many people say they don't trust the authorities to keep them safe. Musa was shot in the back in April after fleeing from clashes in Abu Zar, a settlement near town.
The place was burnt. People were killed and wounded. When I was shot, I fell down and I thought I was dead. The bleeding didn't stop. Unless the UN peacekeepers return here to secure civilians, we can't go back or live properly. In the lives we live here, we only hear the loud sound of shotguns every day.
Hamis, who was also shot, has returned to Al Jabal settlement to rebuild his destroyed home. He says living in a camp was unbearable.
If you needed the bathroom, you'd have to walk for 2 or 3 hours with over 1,000 people queuing. The children wanted to wash themselves and use the bathroom, but they didn't feel comfortable. This is why we are back here now, and we will stay as we don't have any other option.
Over a million people in Darfur are in need of food. And according to Elliot Vurumuku from the World Food Programme, every attack heightens food insecurity.
Insecurity is actually caused us not to be able to deliver assistance because all operations are affected, and normally 2 weeks or even more, we cannot move any commodities.